way. In order to be good guys, you guys have to fight for me and my people, for our freedom. Even though we believe Jesus, who you call God, is in hell, burning, we still gotta keep our Judeo-Christian values so we can get billions of dollars from you. Nobody cares that you can't afford healthcare. Who the fuck do you think you are? We are the chosen people, not you. Who are? Yeah, let's go. Remember that when you go out there. Remember who you're fighting for.
There's no permission from the Torah to have any mercy whatsoever during war. Not on children, not on women, not on anybody.
But the point is right here that Hashem say, do not have mercy on the children. Kill all their children also. Why? There's no difference between them and their children. In 10 years from now, these children will attack you on the way. Hashem knows, God knows.
Yeah, we're not playing by your rules. We're playing by the rules of the Torah.
The verse in the whole Bible says, happy is the one that takes the infants of Babel and of Edom and smashes them on the rock.
Following statement. The souls of the nations of the world, however, emanate from the other unclean klipot, which contain no good whatsoever, as it is written in Eitz Chaim, portal 49, chapter 3, that all the good that the nations do is done from selfish motives. So the Gemara comments on the verse, the kindness of the nations is sin. That all the charity and kindness done by the nations of the world is only for their own self-glorification.
They argue that the Goyim are going to be annihilated. That's not really an option for all the Nevuahs, all the prophecies. And not only Goyim as individuals, you could say that we broke down their nationalities and there are a whole bunch of Yechidim running around. No, as nations even. As Goyim, they're gone. Their personality, as they exist b'fnei atzmam, as they would exist independently of Klal Yisrael, they don't exist. They're done. In modern terminology, they call it cultural genocide.
One of the ways of bringing about the collapse of a nation is by bringing about the collapse of its economy. Another way is by sending it to war. A nation can lose its glory from war. That is how it happened in the past. The Babylonians, the Persians. The Romans were never destroyed because the Romans split up into many countries. Who is Rome today? Europe and the United States. Rabbis tell us that before Mashiach comes, there will be many wars. And these wars will eventually bring about the collapse of Edom. Not only the economy will be in ruins, but many people will lose their life as a result of this war. And you know this World War II that will be? That will be child's play compared to a third war that will occur later on. And all those goyim who brought about so much pain and suffering on the Jewish people will be punished. Every square inch of Europe is drenched with Jewish blood. So I'm not envious of anybody living in Europe at this time. Before a new world is built, the old has to be destroyed.
The what now?
Before a new world is built, the old has to be destroyed.
Learn, their purpose in life is to fight and die for Israel. We Jews are God's chosen people. The Gentiles must learn, their purpose in life is to fight and die for Israel. We Jews are God's chosen people. The Gentiles must learn, their purpose in life is to fight and die for Israel. We Jews are God's chosen people. The Gentiles must learn, their purpose in life is to fight and die for Israel.
Наша миссия, чтобы были люди, кроме нас. И поэтому вопрос, будут ли существовать другие народы во времена Машеха, ответ какой? Да, безусловно, да. Слово «мицва» — это изложение воли Создателя, который создал мир, разживляет мир, который хочет в этом мире, в нижнем из всех миров, в материальном мире обитать. Все это... Для того, чтобы он мог обитать, нужен третий храм. Когда будет третий храм? Когда будет Машиах? Почему нет Машиаха? Мы еще не сделали 2800 рабов для каждого еврея. Мы не выполнили свою миссию. Есть пророчество. За каждую нить цицит будут держаться 10 человек из 70 народов. Есть 4 кисти, 2800. Лыхаем, лыхаем. Естественно, другие народы будут. Те, кто взял на себя 7 мицвот, если в крайнем случае вся эта история затянется уже слишком, есть другой выход. Те народы, которые никогда не причиняли евреям страдания. Любой народ, который причинял евреям страдания, будет сметен с лица земли. Все народы откажутся от идолов, от этой гадости, которой они поклоняются. Пошел в лес, взял топор, рукоятка из дерева, срубил дерево, сделал из дерева икону, целует, помоги мне. Ну, только что это было дерево, ты его рубил, теперь ты уже просишь, помоги мне. Что будет...
Three years old, v'yemechad anap, bein gdela, or she's an adult woman, over 12 or 12 and a half, bein pnuya, whether she is available, bein eishes ish or not, afilo hayakotin bet teisha shana v'yemechad, even if he was 9 years old, as we learned earlier again and again, that's the beginning when intimacy has an effect with a man, kivin shabo alakusis bizodein, arezu neregis, then the courts could possibly take her to court and try to apply capital punishment if there are witnesses, etc., etc., who warned them. Because the Jew ran into a problem due to this encounter. This is specified in the Torah, as it says with the Midianites. That these girls were sent out by the Midianite leaders to entrap the Jewish young men.
Rabbi Shmuley is a Zionist fucking pig. Yeah, get this. Here he is, right on camera. Hi, everybody. I have no problem saying it. Rabbi Shmuley.
Say your name.
I'm Salvo, baby. I have no problem saying it.
What's your phone number?
Say it.
Why would I give a Zionist?
Say it all. Say it all.
Say it all.
Zionist pig, relax. Why would I give a
Zionist? Excuse me.
Why would I give?
Excuse me. Officer, this man is attacking me.
I have it on video.
Right now.
I have it on video.
I have it on video.
I have it on video.
It's a hate crime. He's threatening me.
I called him a Zionist. I didn't touch him.
He came over to me and I filmed
him. I have it on video. I have it on video. I just talked to him. I didn't touch him.
He's threatening my life.
No, I didn't.
He has to be arrested, please.
I have it on video.
Please.
No, I didn't.
He has to be arrested.
They know who you are, bro.
Please, sir. He has to be arrested.
Rabbi Shmuley, what happened to dialogue?
Let's see if the
NYPD. What happened to dialogue, Rabbi Shmuley? Is this your husband? You let him in the street acting such a fool every time, huh?
Debbie, bring it here. This is what happened to me at the Fountain Blue Hotel. I won't put up with it.
Rabbi Shmuley, why are you lying?
Me. He is harassing
Rabbi
me.
Shmuley,
he's
why
guilty
are you
of
lying?
A hate crime. And now let's see the NYPD.
Rabbi Shmuley, I have it on video right here.
I was doing a video about this is about anti-Semitism.
I'm doing a video.
We're in the middle of an intermission. This man came over.
I was at the
attacked me, harassed me. He already called us fucking Jews upstairs. I have a woman who
no,
witnessed
I didn't.
It.
No,
you
I
called
didn't.
Us fucking
my,
Jews.
I'm with my wife over there.
And he just attacked me.
I didn't.
My name
I
is Rabbi Shmuley Boteches. He will tell you.
They know who you are, Rabbi Shmuley. They know who you are, Rabbi Shmuley. You're
he
making
attacked
a,
me, and this is a hate crime.
You're making a scene, Rabbi Shmuley.
He attacked me, and this is a hate crime. Now, why did you walk over to me? Tell me. Why did you walk over to me? What did you say?
Yes, sir.
Over to me, what did you say?
I said you're a Zionist.
No, you said I'm an effing Zionist. You started attacking.
I'm allowed to swear at you.
Safety. I'm a.
No,
you
I didn't.
Threatening my safety.
No, I didn't.
You invaded my personal space to harm me.
I'm allowed to say that. I'm allowed to say he's a Zionist pig. I'm allowed to say he's a Zionist pig. Why do you escalate, Rabbi Shmuley? Why do you escalate? Why do you escalate, Rabbi Shmuley?
Have to be safe in New York City.
Sir, I have freedom of speech. Sir, sir?
Jews cannot be attacked because they weren't capable. If someone's black and they're attacked, that's racist.
Rabbi Shmuley completely losing his mind. It's freedom of speech. I can call him a Zionist. It's freedom of speech. We're not in Israel.
How do you affect policy and you use quiet diplomacy to get results?
Mm.
And that, since I've been in this role, has been really something that I've enjoyed being able to do, is the quiet effectiveness of affecting change with certain governments and certain policies of people who have said, oh, we're not going to do something, but yet with some gentle persuasion or maybe not so gentle persuasion, the power of the American government in representing, excuse me, the President of the United States and they realizing that these policies are not acceptable to the American government, to the secretary or to the president or to Treasury or to Commerce, wherever it might be, does have an effect. So you're able to affect certain changes. In the last 4 weeks, you know, we've been able to quietly, and I don't know, most of this doesn't go out there, but Armenia has identified the willingness, signed a letter that they're going to join IRA.
Oh, nice.
Okay. You have, together with Ambassador Bill White, the government of Belgium has restored their funding for security for the Jewish day schools and Jewish synagogues. The BDS language in Ireland has been pulled through the efforts of Mike Huckabee, myself, the secretary, the president, and others. You can affect change, and you can get the victories. And I think it all boils down to the first part of reading and reacting, which is part of the job. The second part is understanding who are really the bad actors or who are people that are saying, oh, we're doing something and they're really not doing anything or allowing this to be out there and be, you know, promulgated throughout their system.
We have to remember that we have a special mission. And really, this isn't our place. We're coming from a completely different place. So, from this entire planet, we are aliens. We're coming from a different galaxy. And now we're gathering as groups, starting to prep ourselves to conquer Earth. That's the mission. We'll take over those living on Earth.
Ми віримо в свої сили, які освоять этот мир, які подчиняють нашій же волі. И мы те, которые посредством науки, технологии, мы полностью этот мир под свою дудку мы его выстрелим. Это что может быть больше, чем этот подход?
I just want to say this to our Christian friends, mm-hmm. You know, just to call it as it is and say it straight out, you know, you guys are worshiping one Jew. That's a mistake. You should be worshiping every single one of us because we all die for your sins every single day. And that's exactly what's going on here. Yeah. We're all God's firstborn. We're dying for your sins right now because the Jewish people in the land of Israel are the bulwark against the orcs.
Rambam paskins l'alacha that according to the Torah, if a father, not just a brother and a sister, that's needless to say, but if a father and a daughter convert, father's, let's say, 40 years old, Christian, Catholic, whatever, decides to convert to Judaism. His daughter, 18, 19 years old, 20 years old, she also wants to convert. According to the Torah, they're allowed, after they convert, they're allowed to marry each other. According to the Torah, the sages instituted a ruling that they're not allowed, but according to the actual Torah, they're allowed to marry each other.
The current non-Jewish Messiah was chosen to be of service to the Jewish people and the Jewish Messiah. President Trump's right ear was grazed in a symbolic gesture of Exodus 21:6, where the Torah states that a servant who wants to remain with his master needs to have his right ear pierced. Trump was designated as God's servant and anointed one, just like Cyrus the Great almost 2400 years ago. We have clarified in several videos that the absolute deadline for the redemption is by the end of the Jewish year 5787, which corresponds to October 2nd, 2027. Thus, the redemption will surely occur during Donald Trump's tenure. And I have good reason to believe Donald Trump was chosen to be the one to redeem the sins of Esav through offering his assistance in rebuilding the Holy Temple on the Temple Mount and establishing the Jewish kingdom over all of mankind in Jerusalem. Perhaps it is no accident that the numeric value of Donald Trump in Hebrew is the same as Messiah son of David, Mashiach ben David, 424. However, Donald Trump is mistaken if he thinks he was chosen to make America great again. But America will never become a great country on its own, because Esav's days are numbered. All our elite institutions and centers of power and influence are rotten through and through. The majority of Americans under 30 who are college educated and who are the future leaders of America support the vicious monsters of Hamas rather than the holy and courageous soldiers of the IDF. No human being, even Donald Trump, can reverse this. No, the greatness of America does not lie in its own success. America will be great when the Messiah comes, and the leader of this country, on behalf of all the good people in this country, will humbly present himself to the Jewish Messiah and ask him to accept the United States of America into a new alliance of countries who accept the leadership of the Messiah. A new United Nations will replace the current cesspool that goes by that fraudulent name.
But before we get this video rolling, I want to show you something real quick. I just put up a video on RFB3 right here. And this video was made by some of my subscribers that live in Ireland. They made this video based on what I discovered and others have discovered that's in the Bible. Things like, you know, this. Until a few months ago, or maybe even a month ago, I didn't even know that this was a thing. I didn't know that this existed. I didn't know that Bibles from the early 1800s explained the exact timeline.
This is day one of me showing you videos of Jewish rabbis, Jewish scholars, and Jewish politicians talking about President Trump. Take a look at this clip.
The current non-Jewish Messiah was chosen to be of service to the Jewish people and the Jewish Messiah. President Trump's right ear was grazed in a symbolic gesture of Exodus 21:6, where the Torah states that a servant who wants to remain with his master needs to have his right ear pierced. Trump was designated as God's servant and anointed one, just like Cyrus the Great almost 2,400 years ago. We have clarified in several videos that the absolute deadline for the redemption is by the end of the Jewish year 5,787, which corresponds to October 2nd, 2027, 1,167 days from today. Thus, the redemption will surely occur during Donald Trump's tenure. And I have good reason to believe Donald Trump was chosen to be the one to redeem the sins of Esav through offering his assistance in rebuilding the Holy Temple on the Temple Mount and establishing the Jewish kingdom over all of mankind in Jerusalem.
Rabbi Yitzhak Shapira explains the distinction between Jewish and Gentile blood. There is reason to kill babies on the enemy side, even if they have not transgressed the seven Noahide laws. Because of the future danger they may present, since it is assumed that they will grow up to be evil like their parents. So they just assume all Gentiles are evil in nature.
The Star of David, where does that symbol come from?
It's never written explicitly in the Bible itself.
Is it in the Talmud? Perhaps. Is there a passage in the Bible about that or no?
No.
Okay. So you're not really sure exactly where that comes from?
No. You got me.
Is it nobody knows, yeah, huh?
I don't know. I'm not, yeah.
Because I know it's called the Star of David.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with David?
No, I don't think so. There must be somewhere. I do not remember exactly what the association was.
Okay. I believe that what they call the Star of David is actually the Star of Remphan. Because when you study the Bible, you'll see that when they worshipped other gods, the Bible talks about them carrying the banner of the star of their god, Remphan.
You rejected the God of the Bible. You took up for yourself the star, that's the sixth point of star, of your God, called Remphan or Kiun. All these were names for Moloch, the great Baal, the great fire god, who was the devil.
Beelzebub.
That's right, Beelzebub. And they were shocked about this. Now, who is this star god? If they only read the Old Testament, they would know this. In Amos, God said, you have taken up the star. And you've made me furious by doing that. And you have actually sacrificed your own children to the star god through the fires. They sacrificed their own children, the Jews did, to the star god.
When they worshiped a false god, they had the Star of Remphan as an icon and as a symbol. We never see a Star of David in scripture, but the star of the false god Remphan. And so we know today that they are not worshiping the true God, because the Bible says, he that denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. If the Jews do not believe on the Son, the Bible says they don't have the Father. So who do they have? Somebody else, a false God. Therefore, they're not worshiping the same God that we worship. Some people will say, oh, they worship God the Father, they just don't acknowledge Jesus. But the Bible teaches that it's impossible to worship the Father if you don't acknowledge the Son.
But you get back to the Masonic fraternity of Freemasonry.
Yeah.
Their great symbol is G. You'll look at the star on the compass, which is a stylized Star of David. In fact, they have the entire Star of David in many Masonic temples. Why is that? Masonry is a study of Judaism and of the Kabbalah.
The Jewish Tribune newspaper on October 28, 1927 stated, Freemasonry is based on Judaism. Eliminate the teachings of Judaism from the Masonic ritual and what is left.
Albert Pike said in his book Morals and Dogma that the Kabbalah is the very basis. Without the Kabbalah, we would not have the 33 rituals of the Masonic Lodge. But the God they worship, the great architect, is Moloch, the star god.
Missile from Iran kills a couple near Tel Aviv. Oh my God, they killed a couple near Tel Aviv. How about fucking showing all the people that Israel is killing in Gaza?
Friend, between a Jew to a Goy, to a non-Jew, and we are talking now even the most righteous Goy, not an idol worshiper, a great Gentile person, great personality, loving Jew, respecting God, everything fine with him. But this is a Jew compared to him, according to the book of God. The Jew is like the water that you bring from the lake in the bucket. And the Gentile is the few drops that stick to the side of the bucket when you put it down. This is the comparison of God between the Jew to a non-Jew. And again, I'm not making it up. I'm giving you the source. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15. Go and check. In any language you want, it's the same meaning.
Ребята, мы должны понять, кто мы. Мы не люди, мы не люди, мы иуди. Что такое иуди? Это все четыре буквы из имени Бога, и буква Далит посередине во всем мире. Далит – это четыре стороны света. Весь мир наш. Это иуди.
Current non-Jewish Messiah was chosen to be of service to the Jewish people and the Jewish Messiah. President Trump's right ear was grazed in a symbolic gesture of Exodus 21:6, where the Torah states that a servant who wants to remain with his master needs to have his right ear pierced. Trump was designated as God's servant and anointed one, just like Cyrus the Great almost 2,400 years ago. We have clarified in several videos that the absolute deadline for the redemption is by the end of the Jewish year 5,787, which corresponds to October 2nd, 2027, 1,167 days from today. Thus, the redemption will surely occur during Donald Trump's tenure. And I have good reason to believe Donald Trump was chosen to be the one to redeem the sins of Esav through offering his assistance in rebuilding the Holy Temple on the Temple Mount and establishing the Jewish kingdom over all of mankind in Jerusalem. Perhaps it is no accident that the numeric value of Donald Trump in Hebrew is the same as Messiah, son of David, Mashiach ben David.
The what now?
The numeric value of Donald Trump in Hebrew is the same as Messiah, son of David, Mashiach ben David, 424. However, Donald Trump is mistaken if he thinks he was chosen to make America great again. He will no doubt do a lot of good things to strengthen our economy, protect our borders, and allow religious freedom to flourish. But America will never become a great country on its own, because Esav's days are numbered. All our elite institutions and centers of power and influence are rotten through and through. The majority of Americans under 30 who are college educated and who are the future leaders of America support the vicious monsters of Hamas rather than the holy and courageous soldiers of the IDF. No human being, even Donald Trump, can reverse this. No. The greatness of America does not lie in its own success. America will be great when the Messiah comes, and the leader of this country, on behalf of all the good people in this country, will humbly present himself to the Jewish Messiah and ask him to accept the United States of America into a new alliance of countries who accept the leadership of the Messiah. A new United Nations will replace the current cesspool that goes by that fraudulent name. A real United Nations, united to serve God, led by the Messiah and based in Jerusalem. And my feeling is that the United States, under President Trump, will be the first nation to join.
They just started two wars to bury the Epstein files. Only Jews know exactly what's happening. Here's the timeline everyone's missing. February 19th, Prince Andrew arrested for Epstein connections. February 24th, Bill Gates apologizes for Epstein ties. February 26th, Hillary testifies. World Economic Forum president resigns. February 27th, Bill Clinton testifies. 7 days of the biggest scandal exposures in history. Then what happens? Same day, Pakistan attacks Afghanistan. Next day, U.S. kills Iran's supreme leader. Two wars in 2 days. Here's what Jews see. You can't make scandals vanish, but you can bury them under wars. Epstein dominated every headline all week. Now everyone's watching explosions. Nobody's discussing Clinton or Gates anymore. But here's the suspicious part. Same day, Iran war starts. OpenAI gets a Pentagon contract worth billions. Who owns a portion of OpenAI? Bill Gates through Microsoft. Gates apologizes Tuesday for Epstein ties. Gets the largest defense contract in history by Friday. That's how power truly operates. 7 people exposed in 7 days. 2 wars started in 2 days. While you watched wars, Gates gets defense contracts. Prince Andrew walks free. Nothing happens to the elite. Most people see separate news stories. Jews see one coordinated operation. They control the media. They control foreign policy. They control who gets exposed and who gets shielded. How do you stop people this powerful? You don't. They're too strong, but you can recognize the pattern and position accordingly. Never believe scandals will bring them down. Always watch how they use chaos to get stronger. If you're ready to stop being blind to how the game truly works and start positioning yourself ahead of everyone else.
Okay, he's dead. He's definitely dead. He's dead.
The public are warned to be on their guard.
These dark powers apparently do this. And, well, anyway, knowing where to look is what's important.